Escape from the Planet of the Apes.
In the year 3955, the world comes to a fiery end. This isn't prophecy. It is actually being witnessed by Earth's last two living beings.
The fools have done it! Look, the rim of the Earth is melting!
Then why did we escape? Where do we go?
Perhaps nowhere! Hold tight! Shockwave!
The vibration! I'm blacking out!
Just as well. The instruments are going haywire. I don't know how long the ship will hold together.
Its occupants unconscious, the spaceship becomes a ball of fire as it enters a dense atmosphere and splashes down into a tranquil blue sea.
Are we all right?
That remains to be seen.
Yes, Mr. President. A Marine copter reported a spacecraft in the water off the California coast, but we had no spacecraft up.
Jim, we've checked the markings. Hold on to your seat. It might be Taylor's ship.
Have you heard? This might be Taylor's ship.
But that was lost in space over a year ago. Nobody can be alive inside.
I hear voices. They speak our language. They must be intelligent.
Perhaps, but do not speak till we've appraised the situation.
Someone is moving. Wait, there are two.
Step back. Don't touch them.
Chimps.
Humans. I hope you're satisfied, Cornelius. I pretended to be mute, as you instructed. And what do we get for our trouble? We end up in a cage.
They call this a marine guardhouse.
Bars make it a cage. We caged enough humans, didn't we? Oh, Cornelius, we are in danger, aren't we?
Yes, dear. Remember how Taylor was treated when he tried to convince us that he was intelligent and had come from space? Now we are in Taylor's position.
Our apenauts are to be transferred to the zoo.
Distinguished visitors for the monkey house, huh?
Here, humans rule and apes are primitive. Do not upset them, Zira. Not only for our sake.
Someone's coming.
Shortly afterward, at the Los Angeles Zoo.
I'm looking forward to testing these space apes, Stevie.
They're probably quite intelligent, Lewis, but they're not the first primates to have been sent into orbit.
These two are different. I'm told that at the guardhouse they changed their clothes from a suitcase.
I don't believe it.
I'm Dr. Dixon, here to examine the new arrivals.
Yes, sir. Careful with the female. She's sulky.
You'd sulk, too, if you had to sit and be tickled under the chin and pretend to be a lower-order animal.
Hello, big fellas. We're going to be friends. Look, banana.
Maybe they don't grow bananas in space, Lewis.
Mmm, yummy yum.
I detest bananas, young man.
What's going on with these monkeys we're supposed to be guarding?
Chimps, pal, and you wouldn't believe it. First that zoologist and his assistant go into the cage, and then they send me for tea. Then they tell me to get lost.
So, what's wrong with the zoologist liking tea?
Nothing, except when you sit down to drink it with a couple of apes whose manners are fancier than yours. This is the most exciting moment of my entire career.
That's the way we felt when we met your astronaut, Taylor, so long ago, or should I say, so far ahead in the future.
Then you're convinced you have come from the future? From this very same planet? And actually witnessed the destruction of Earth?
I am convinced. Sorrowfully.
Very well, Dr. Haslein. You're my scientific advisor. Form an investigating committee if you think it necessary.
It is necessary. The ship is Taylor's. The time meter read 3955 AD. The implications are staggering, Mr. President.
Dr. Haslein is efficient. The usual red tape is cut, and in a very short time, Zira and Cornelius find themselves being whisked toward Los Angeles.
Whee! What luxury!
Where they soon cause consternation amid a distinguished presidential committee.
I cannot believe what I hear. You say you come from the future, and that in the future here on Earth, apes will rule, and men will be lower order animals? How can that happen?
I'm not quite certain myself, sir, but when astronaut Taylor found his way to us through a time warp in space, he deduced that man had destroyed his civilization through nuclear war. Not many years from now, I would guess.
Dr. Haslein, do you believe this nonsense?
There is no other explanation, Senator.
Coolly, Zira and Cornelius complete their testimony in the stunned silence of the great room.
Evidently, civilized men, warlike men, had managed to survive your nuclear war. They lived beneath a molten city. When the guerrillas marched against them, much against our will, they destroyed the Earth.
Our scientists had managed to make Taylor's ship operable. Poorly skilled as we were, we had to chance flying into space for safety, for the sake of...
We were in space.
We saw the explosion. We saw the rim of the Earth melt.
You were magnificent.
They will not let us live, Lewis.
But perhaps our baby will.
Perhaps fate has chosen to send two apes back through a time warp to warn us. Somehow, man will make a fatal mistake and allow apes to take over. But we will not help that mistake to happen. These talking apes will be confined for life. I'm sending them to Camp 11, and their offspring will be taken away.
Haslein's decision was cruel. Zira and Cornelius committed no crime.
But Haslein feels their descendants will. No descendants, no crime. But at least they're safe and comfortable, and perhaps in time.
Cornelius, my baby must not be born in imprisonment.
I agree, Zira, dear. This door was designed to hold humans.
Where do you think you're going, monkey?
Don't touch her! I didn't hit him hard, but now, just as our people hunted Taylor, his people will hunt us.
The chimps have escaped! They killed Turner!
We've got to find them, Stevie, and we mustn't be seen.
So much for a nice, quiet visit. I am sorry to slow us down.
I would rather have the baby born right here than in there.
Oh, Zira, it's all right. It's us, Stevie and Lewis. You'll be all right. There's time. We're taking you to a friend who has a circus. I've done veterinary work for... Oh, sorry.
You forget. I was a veterinarian myself for humans.
You ask me to risk everything for two fugitive apes? I would be insulted if you asked anyone else. Between the tiger cage and the chimpanzees, how do you like your room?
Lovely.
You helped deliver our last baby, Stevie, and now you do it again. Say hello to Eloise and your goddaughter Salome.
Hello, baby. Soon you'll have company.
I just phoned in to say I was searching. Haslein is scouring the area. Is that...
our baby.
A boy.
May I suggest a name? In consideration of the worlds he must conquer, Caesar.
Baby Caesar.
And the St. Francis Medal, for good fortune.
I never meant to hit the guard so hard. I didn't realize my strength. Perhaps Haslein is right. Maybe we can never live together.
With understanding, we come to know one another's strength and our own.
Meanwhile, Haslein musters all his strength.
They can't get out of the city limits. Now finecomb every likely place for an ape to hide. Every zoo, every circus.
Rotten, rotten luck. Lewis, we must hide them. Haslein's men are heading here. Where can they go?
I know a place.
In 2 weeks, I break camp and go to Florida. They will be safe there for life.
Zira?
Coming. I'm saying goodbye to Heloise. We have become such good friends.
Beyond this abandoned shipyard is a small harbor I used to play in. There is a derelict ship you can hide in for 2 weeks. We'll come for you when it's safe. Then on to Florida.
I hate this place. It smells of men and death. We won't need this again.
If he had seen us, would I have had to kill again? If it weren't for the child, I don't think I could go on. But the child must live. He must.
Yes, Cornelius. He must.
You have papers for these chimps?
Of course. The little one was the first baby chimp ever born in a circus in the Los Angeles area. Her name is Salome, and...
It's clean. Let's go.
I'm warning you, Dixon. Don't play games with me. If you know where those chimps are, I'll have your hide.
Look what turned up, Dr. Haslein.
Lewis, what happened?
It sounds like they found Zira's suitcase. We've got to get out there.
Move it. You'll never know how important this is. Get choppers out to the old McKinley shipyard. Surround the yard and the harbor.
Unaware of the forces racing toward them, Zira and Cornelius try to settle in.
2 weeks here? It's so filthy.
Try to rest. I'll look for something better above.
Let me out here.
It's a bad pun, but he's gone bananas.
I've got them. Do it yourself and do it right. No do-gooders, no philosophers. No one seems to realize what hangs in the balance.
He's flipped for sure.
Well, I'm not going to stop him. These big shots can be murder.
With fanatical stealth, Hasline boards the derelict.
Cornelius, where are you?
Why, thank you, Madam Monkey. If they know we're here, there's nothing I can do. Why did I take this? What could ever induce me to use it?
I'll take the baby, Sarah.
Sarah!
Come back, Sarah. Come back with that baby.
An armed invasion for two harmless apes?
Never mind the army. Where's Hasline?
Hasline is fulfilling his destiny.
Sarah! Sarah!
Wait! Don't fire!
Oh, Lewis.
I have changed man's fate, Dixon.
Have you, Hasline? Have you?
Get ready to move out. How you doing, little fellow?
Mama. Mama.
From out of the future to lead your fellow creatures into the future. Caesar, indeed.
Mama. Mama. Mama.